Busy week. We were talking about Mother's Day. Today we salute teachers, and yesterday and all this week, actually, nurses. And we want to welcome Emily Miller, who is a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner with us. Emily, good
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
First of all, thank you for your healthcare service to our community.
Oh, absolutely. It's an honor.
And how did you start in the profession?
So I went to school for dietetics nutrition degree. And when I graduated, I met Dr. Will Cole, who is actually who I work for him still, so to this day. So, and really just kind of got down the path of going more into the functional medicine aspect of it. And so really, I guess the difference with it is functional medicine is just the way that we look at your body as a whole to get to the root of the problem. So we want to make sure we figure out why someone is going through what they're going through. And we can utilize different labs and testing to help us kind of navigate that. So I met him and really continued my education within functional medicine. And now I do what I love. So
functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner. Let's drill down a little bit more. When you say functional, how does that different from the way you look at someone in their situation? Is this all preventative medicine or reactive to issues people have?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, I mean, really the goal, it's a great preventative type of medicine. Absolutely. I would say that we are seeing though a lot of people who are at their last straw in a way. And so we're seeing people who have been dealing with chronic illnesses for years, some 20, 30 years. So we can see a lot of people who are dealing with autoimmune related diseases, where the immune system is attacking different facets of the body. We could see people dealing with gut related issues, but really anything. We're seeing a lot of different problems. We do see some preventative, but I would say we see a lot more people who've been dealing for a long time.
All right, let's talk about one in particular thing that we're noticing some younger people are choosing is alcohol abstinence, or at least a dramatically cutting back on that. Is that what you're finding?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I think we're seeing a lot of this within the younger generation, too. I think, one, because certain illnesses like autoimmune diseases are more we're seeing them more prevalent, even in younger generations, because the body is aging quicker. And so we can see that happen. And I think people are now wanting just to feel better. They're wanting to do things no matter what that means, to feel better. And we, you know, a lot of times we might deal with someone or with people or the stigma that says, you know, I don't want to be too restrictive. But I also think that one of the bigger things that we're also seeing is that it doesn't matter if I have to remove something that's not making me feel good. That's more like self-respect rather than being restrictive.
How did this little movement start? Do you know?
I think, again, I would say that it's, you know, we're seeing, because we are seeing people and younger, you know, within the younger generation not feel as well, because I think that we are seeing aging as happening a lot more quickly than it ever has been before. And so I think in regards to that, when the body starts to age quicker, we're going to see higher rates of inflammation in the body. And, you know, inflammation is the body's defense mechanism, and it does have a purpose. When the body is not feeling well, or when there is damage to the body, inflammation does have a purpose to help with healing. But what we're seeing is chronic inflammation, which is problematic, because that chronic inflammation is stemming throughout the entire body when there is no damage or when there is no need for it. And that actually can lead to a lot of different issues within the body, too.
One of the other things I noticed, and read a story in Sunday's Post-Gazette about the young people with these super energy drinks having issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing that with some people that you've worked with?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, these energy drinks, the ingredients that are in these energy drinks, I really, really, you know, part of what we talk a lot about too is, looking at quality, looking at ingredients, and these things have impact on the body. And, you know, it's one thing to say, oh, I'm just going to have it every once in a while. But a lot of these things have addictive properties, too, where we turn into having them daily. And that's where it's going to create systemic issues.
Well, I appreciate your time. And it's interesting. Functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner. Where can people find out more information?
Yeah, so you can absolutely go to our clinic website, drwillcole.com. We have a lot of info on there. If you're interested about becoming part of our clinic, you can email hello@drwillcole.com as well. And we can absolutely walk anyone through the process to get started or get more information if they need it.
Emily Miller, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the Big K Morning Show and